Welcome to the Daily Plunge. We're in the book of Ezra, chapter 6, verses 1 through 22. So they do a search for the royal record from Cyrus that said, go ahead and build the temple. And they find it in the archives, in the, you know, the royal filing cabinet. And there it is. It's a memorandum. It's an email memo, right? And yeah, sure enough, King Cyrus, I commission the Jews to go ahead and build the temple. It's supposed to be so big. And not only that, we're going to send back all the silver and gold that was taken from their temple, all the utensils, along with money and timbers to help them rebuild it. And then King Darius, who has inherited this, he doubles down. And he says, hey, Tatanai, you Samaritan governor, not only do I not want you to interfere with their work, don't interfere with this, but instead, I want you to do everything you can to encourage it. I want you to help. I want you to pay for it. And the royal taxes that you're supposed to be using to for the upkeep of your district, and you send some of it to me, you just make sure they have plenty of funds to do their work. Whatever is needed, okay? Bulls, rams, lambs for burnt offerings, wine, salt, olive oil. Give them it daily without fail. You are not to drop the ball on this, he says. Furthermore, I decree that if anyone defies my edict, that we're just going to pull down their house right on top of them and their family. So there's a threat that goes along with this. You make sure you do this. So, sure enough, they Tatanai and his associates support the rebuilding of the temple, and they get it finished. And then they celebrate the rededication of the temple. It says, with great joy. And there is, you know, they do sacrifices to give thanks to the Lord God who has overseen this. They install the priests and the other people who are helping out, the Levites, who are there for the service of God. And then it says on the 14th day of the first month, they celebrate the Passover. They celebrate the Passover in great fashion for the first time in over 70 years in Jerusalem. And all were ceremonially clean, really, for the first time. And so the Israelites who had returned, all of them had separated themselves from the unclean practices of their Gentile neighbors in order to seek the Lord. You know, every Sunday when you come to church, just the very fact that you get in your car and you go to church, you are separating yourself from the unworshipful, unconcerned, ungodly practices of your pagan neighbors. And are you like somehow better than? No, but you are dedicating yourself to God and to the worship of the Lord. And so they celebrated the Passover, and then for 7 days they celebrated the festival of unleavened bread. And what is what's the effect of this? The Lord fills them with joy because he had changed the attitude of the king. And so that, you know, the leader of Assyria, Tatanai, so that he ends up helping. And so that's the thing, is they're seeing that God's hand is at work to change the situation. And that's why we pray. Well, friends, thanks. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.